Blog Talk Radio.
Wa alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah. How you doing, my brother?
Okay, brother. May Allah bless us with a good teaching. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Ameen. Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you so much. Okay, everybody, please put your phone on mute. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. We're going to go ahead and call the second adhan for the Jummah. We're going to get started in just a moment. Please don't hang up. Thank you. All right. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our Jummah services. One of the Jummahs here in Los Angeles, California. We really appreciate you joining us today. I'm your speaker for today, Muhammad Khatib. We thank Allah. This is the October 27th in the year 2023 in the Gregory calendar, and this is the year 1445 in the Islamic calendar, and the day is the 12th of Rabi al-Thani, and is the second month in the Islamic calendar called the Rabi. And it's the fourth month, but it's the second month called the Rabi month. And we appreciate you, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. And we're going to go ahead and open up our Jummah with the greeting and the standard Hajja khutbah that Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, always used to open up his. We want to say assalamu alaikum. And this is in the Arabic, and it says, Inna alhamdulillahi nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min sharuri anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlil fala hadiya lahu wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. Alhamdulillah. And when we translate that to English, it says, indeed, praise be to Allah. We seek his help and his forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evil of our own soul and from our bad deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides will never be led astray. And whomsoever Allah leads astray, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the only one worthy of worship. He has no partners, and I bear witness that Muhammad, the prayers and the peace be upon him, is a servant and his messenger. And we say, Wahdahu, which means Allah is one and only. He has no partners. He is not divided in his rule or in himself. And we thank Allah for this guidance. And when we say there's no prophet except Muhammad. We're talking about the one that the Holy Quran was revealed to, and that was over 1,400 years ago. For a lot of people, that seems like a long time, but we, if we got knowledge, if we have knowledge, we learn, we'll realize that that's a short period of time in the age of the world, or the age of creation. It's nothing to Allah. So brothers and sisters, thank you again for joining us at our Jumma. And again, I'm Imam Khatib. My number is 310-925-3945. That's how you can get a copy of the lecture that we are speaking today. It's due to Allah, the Most High, the creator of everything that exists. There's so much going on in the world today, all over the place. We know there's battles and skirmishes and wars and all of that disagreement, anger, hatred, and all that lying on each other. And for those who are innocent and those who believe and those who are suffering and dying, who are ill, who are injured, severely injured, we want to say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And that means to Allah we belong, and to Allah is our return. And we say that whenever there's a calamity or somebody dies, we say that because we want to remind ourselves, remind everybody, that we belong to Allah. We want to remind ourselves to be obedient to Allah and to be faithful to Allah, keep our minds occupied with what Allah has said and what he has ordered for us, and how he has ordered us to live. If we do that, we would be called a believing people. And as we said in one of our other talks, man prefers the violence, prefers the hostility. He prefers the hatred. Mankind doesn't have to have a certain name. You know, some people think their name or what they call themselves will save them, but it won't. They think that what they call themselves will save them, but it won't. No. There are many people who call on Allah, but they're not sincere. They're not real. They're not Allah from the Holy Quran. They're not really believers. And if we don't really believe in Allah, then we won't really obey Allah. If we don't really believe in Allah and we won't obey Allah, how can we be saved? Brothers and sisters, I want to tell all of you to be as courageous as you can. Be as thoughtful as you can. Be as obedient to Allah as you possibly can. We want to remind you that we are the Muslim people. And Muslim means one who, those are the people who submit themselves or surrender themselves to Allah in willing obedience. We submit ourselves to Allah in willing obedience. We want to obey Allah in everything that we're doing. I want to let the radio station, the Blog Talk radio station, and Brother Amin, we want to let all of you all know that we appreciate what you're doing, because you're carrying the word that most people do not hear. You're helping me carry the word to the world that most people will not listen to. They will not obey. We're coming from the Holy Quran. We're coming with the Holy Quran and the leadership that was exemplified by Muhammad, the one that the Quran was directed to and revealed to. The revelation, the order that was sent to him, the information that was sent to him, the ability to guide and that which he submitted to that allowed him to guide mankind, that's what we submit to, and that's what we appreciate, and that's what we're presenting to you today. We appreciate the Blog Talk for helping us do that. All praise to Allah. Brothers and sisters, we have to understand that
people will say anything. They're broadcasting all kinds of information and so-called truth, so-called reality, and it's not. The only thing we can say that is actually the reality is the divine truth that comes from Almighty God, the reality of Almighty God. That's the only thing we know is true. Our minds in this society and many other societies of the world are being fed with what evil and wicked people are telling us is reality when it's not reality. You want to fight against what the radio and the television and the internet asserts to you is reality if it does not match up with what Allah has in the revelation that he has revealed. Much of what people have heard as religion, much of it's in the Bible. But to get the whole truth and nothing but the truth, unadulterated truth, untampered with truth, you have to go to the Quran. We don't want to be people who listen to the media, and I mean almost everybody in the world, especially these Western societies, England, France, Germany, Spain, Portugal, United States, the Israelis. Much of what the people believe, much of what they believe is what the hidden voices, we call them the, well, for lack of a better word, we call them the children of the devil, the followers of the devil. The followers of the devil, you can call them the children of the devil if you want to. I know he doesn't have, you know, the wife and the family set up that we think of. But he has followers. Follow him more sincerely and more eagerly than a child would follow its parent. They are bound together and bonded together in a deal. They have a treaty, they have a plot, they have schemes, and they have bound themselves together. They have in a treaty that they would, in an agreement that they would follow the devil. And, you know, in our religion, father means leadership. They would follow, they have agreed that they would follow the leadership of Satan, the devil. And that's why they do the stuff they do. And I know you've heard this group killed little kids, this one kills babies, this one does this, this one does that. All the information that you're getting is coming from who? With your mind. And they're telling you things that may be true and may not be true, but the thing is that Almighty God, to him belongs everything. We said that in the beginning, right? Inna lillahi. To Allah belongs everything. So anyone that would murder an innocent person, I don't care what their tribal name is or their country's name is or their society's name is. I don't care what they call themselves. Anyone who's murdering innocent people and anyone who breaks the laws of Almighty God in any way, they are flirting with being children of the devil if they have not completely given themselves to being one already. And some people might say, well, how do you know all this? I studied all the Quran. I study the scripture of Almighty God. I'll study the Bible some, and I'll study the Quran some. But you can't take everything that the Bible tells you verbatim and live by that. Because the Bible talks to you about dragons and monsters and all of that. Whereas the Quran is much more clear. There's no dragons that's going to get you. There's liars that's going to get you. Satan, the devil, is dragging enough. He's wicked enough by himself without him calling forth all of these so-called creatures that's going to get you. If you give yourself to Satan, then that sinfulness and that loss itself is more than enough to take you out. So don't be giving yourself to fantasies and figments of your imagination or lies and wickedness that the schemers scheme up. I mean, think about it. The devil, since the beginning, thousands of years ago, he has had a multitude of helpers that help him invade the language and the ideas and the thinking of mankind. So he's the one who's made up for you all your jokes that you listen to, all the clothes that you wear, all the bad food that you're eating, all the dances, all the lustful things that people are following, all the drugs and the alcohol, and all these things, the tobacco products, all these things that are leading you to your own downfall. The gambling, the suicide, the homosexuality, the child murder called infanticide and abortion. Good people are not leading you to this. So look at the wide range of horrible things that the devil is using against mankind. The only help for mankind is to get help from the one who has the power to help them. And the one who has the real, true, and the eternal power to help you is Almighty God, Allah. We don't even like to call him God. We call him Allah because Allah means the one who is divine, without flaws, has no weaknesses, doesn't get tired, doesn't go to sleep, doesn't need anyone's permission to do anything. He is the creator of everything and all things that exist. We call him Allah. There's nothing wrong with that. I ain't going to tell you don't call Allah Allah, and they tell you that just call him God. And then God is a word that if you spell it backwards, it means dog. Then they tell you that dog is their best friend. And they're running around in society calling each other dog, and they're shooting each other. And they call each other worse names than that. You know, all kinds of bad names. If this were truly a society that believed in Almighty God, the people would be more peaceful, more sensible, more logical, more cooperative, more mannerable, more polite, more sensible, more orderly, loving. The prophet told us these things. He said, love your neighbor as you would love yourself. And he told you, be kind to the orphans. You get special blessings for being kind to the orphans, being kind to people, for speaking to people, for helping people, for feeding people. These are called charities. And we're told that charity is so powerful that it will alleviate sinfulness. The charity will destroy sinfulness as just like water will put out fire. And helping the orphan, Almighty God says, if you help an orphan, you are going to get a place in paradise. And the reward that you gave to the orphan, feeding them or clothing them or whatever, it'll be multiplied and multiplied and multiplied in the hereafter. We call believers because we believe these things. And when you believe such things, you get peace in your mind and in your heart. You get more order in your life. Your eyes look better. Your skin looks better. Your thinking is better. Your sleep at night is better. Your food tastes better. The air seems fresher when you do what's right. That's the blessing. Those are the blessings, some of the invisible blessings, Creator, that he causes to become visible for you and to become actual for you. But if you don't believe in the Creator, you don't let those things become actual for you. So don't let anybody tell you don't call the Creator Allah. That is divine language, Arabic, Quranic Arabic, Holy Quran Arabic. That's divine language. It's the highest language in creation. And it's so purified and so holy and so wonderful that every letter of the divine language that's in the Holy Quran, every letter of that divine language that's in the revelation that has been put into book form called the Quran, every letter of it gives you 10 rewards. Each verse in the Holy Quran is a blessing for you, a help for you. It strengthens you. It improves you. It guides you. It heals you. I mean, actually heals you. You feel better. You look better. You are stronger. More strength comes into your body. More good sense comes into your head. Look at how beautiful the language is in Al-Islam. No one has a more beautiful language than us. Natural language. Real language. I mean, real truth. Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, he said, only the truth will set you free. It will liberate you. Truth will strengthen you, guide you, help you. It will make you the best of people walking the earth. That's what we want. We're Muslims. We're called believers because we believe in what Allah has revealed. But instead, the people of the world, the people of society who follow the devil, they're calling each other dog, calling each other female dog names, sniffing on each other, licking on each other. They're burying their children, having a doctor to kill their child before it's born. They're homosexual, men going with men, women going with women. They're doing all kinds of filthy things, wearing clothes that you can see through, clothes that are really cheap material, and they sell it to you at a high price, and you think you got something. Don't be fooled by the life of this world. People who put you on drugs, they're mad and fighting each other because they're killing each other by the hundreds and by the thousands. And we say, we ask Allah's help and forgiveness for those who are perishing, who's losing their lives in these wars, because the devils love blood. Only reason a Muslim should shed blood is if he's defending himself from the children of the devil who want to kill him. We're not allowed to let people oppress us or enslave us. We're not allowed to do that. But we want our righteous people to speak up and to tell the rest of the people that Almighty God does not like blood, the shedding of blood. And there's a terrible penalty for shedding blood of innocent people. There's a terrible penalty for starving innocent people to death, for forcing people to live in a little bitty closet while you live in a castle or a kingdom. There's a penalty for lying on people and saying that they are the devil, when in fact you see people who act like the devil, been acting like the devil, but claim to be innocent. Sometimes when I look at they say they're using the Star of David. They're not using David's star. David's kingdom and David's heart and David's leadership was all about righteousness. No. So they're not talking about David's kingdom when they put David's star, when they say they have David's star, but that's not David's star. The star that they use on some of these flags was made recently. I'm talking about in the last hundreds of years. When David, in fact, is thousands of years old, and he didn't use that star. Today's media lie to you. They lie to you. They say they're using David's star, but they act like the ones who use the swastika. They should change their star for a swastika, because we know that how brutal the Nazis were. How can someone who talks about and cries about and whines about and wants everybody to agree with him that he's treated in an anti-Semitic way act like the Nazis? How can they be brutal and cruel, the cruel things we heard about the Nazis? They're liars. But they don't want to submit to Almighty God. It says it right in the Holy Quran that they are the ones who want to put out the light, put out the truth of Almighty God. They don't want to hear it. They hated Jesus when he came to them. The reason he called them the children of the devil is because they didn't want to obey what Jesus was teaching them to lead them back to righteousness and to peace with their neighbors. Brothers and sisters, you better stay awake and don't be afraid of saying and say you're being anti-Semitic. The Arabs are Semites too. Well, why aren't you getting along with the Arabs who are your relatives, blood relatives? Been your blood relative since the beginning, Cain and Abel. But we're not following Cain, and we're not going to do what Cain did. You know what Cain did? Cain was the one who was shedding the innocent blood, killed his own brother. So if you see people who are related and they're killing each other, which one is acting like Cain? One is not fighting you, and the other one is dropping bombs on you all the time, lying on you all the time. Everybody's a joke but them. You don't see the children of the devil joking about their situation or their weaknesses or their flaws. The children of the devil makes jokes out of everybody else, makes jokes out of the virtuous people, makes jokes out of the good leadership that they find in other communities or tribes or other people. The children of the devil are the ones who are sitting back and creating the war weapons. Their whole thing is to create war weapons. They're the ones who are lying on you. They're the ones who study day and night. They're the ones who speak 10 and 15 languages so they can move freely from society to society to, society to manipulate, set up, use the rest of the people. Have knowledge that's thousands of years old, and they cooperate with each other to design words and ideas and books and educational things and false religion so they can mislead you from the way of Almighty God. Haven't we been told that? Well, we should listen and strive to find out what Almighty God wants us to do with our life. Don't do what society and TV is telling you to do with your life because they're lying to you. Don't listen to the TV and the society and its so-called laws when they're telling you to use drugs and they make up laws that causes the murder of people and the racism and the hatred. They make up rules and laws that they would not punish them their own kind for, but they will punish you for the least violation of so-called violation of their of what they told you. They want you to do, to obey them. We need to obey Almighty God because our souls are in the hands of Almighty God. Our souls are not in their hands. They may have us physically restrained. They may have us, they may shoot and kill us physically, but they cannot kill the soul. They cannot kill the love that Almighty God put in you for him and the love that he put in you for the natural world that he deposited us into through our father Adam, peace be upon him. Brothers and sisters, it's time to wake up and to learn how to think for yourself. Don't be so afraid that you just got to have friends, even if your so-called friends are evil ones, wicked, doing wicked things. And Almighty God asked the leadership, why don't the rabbis and the doctors of law, why don't the wise people, the wise men, the judges, why don't the politicians, why don't these people warn the society about doing wicked things and saying wicked things and creating wicked things? Because the people who are talking to the leadership are the children of the devil. They are the children of the devil. They can hide in any name. They can say they're a Semite. They can say they're an African. They can say they're a Chinese. They can say they're a whatever. They got all kinds of names. They can have whatever flag they want. They can have a star on it. They can have a moon on it. They can have a cross on it. They can have whatever animal on it. They can have a bird on it. You've seen the flags of the world, all colors, different colors. Oh, I'll die for my flag. They're all like that. They all say that. But you die doing what Almighty God says he wants you to do. Why don't you die in a state of al-Islam, a state of peace, a state of order? Why don't you die for peace and order instead of wanting to live to kill those who don't agree with you? Why don't you die for peace and order, strive for peace and order with all your might instead of wanting to kill those who don't agree with you? Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to grow up. Time for us to have a real, it's time for us to obey the Creator and do what the Creator wants us to do. The Creator, we call him Allah. Allah, the one who is divine, without flaws, who has all power, sees everything, hears everything. His beautiful names tells us, the names tell us who he is. The names tell us that he is the Almighty, the All-Wise, the All-Seeing, the All-Hearing, the one who's watching you when you think he's not watching. The one who brought you into existence, the one who helps you, the one who hears your call when you call on him, the one that you pray to. Muslims don't pray to statues. We don't pray to rocks. We don't pray to wood. We don't pray to crosses and stars and moons and suns. We don't pray to animals. We don't pray to anything from out of the sky. We don't pray to anything from the heavens or the earth. We don't even pray to angels. We don't pray to forces, invisible forces. Angels are invisible forces or forces made of light, invisible light, divine light. Allah gave them that power. He gave them angelic light, which is given directly by the Creator, orders given directly by the Creator to the angels to do whatever the Creator, Allah, will for them to do. We don't pray to people. We don't pray to nature. We don't pray to any kind of anything from the sky, anything from the earth, anything from the waters, anything from beneath the waters, anything from beneath the earth. There are verses in the Holy Quran that gives us instruction on who to pray to. And our book, the Quran, tells us that there is no la ilaha illallah. There is nothing and no one worthy of worship except Allah. That you are not allowed, we are forbidden to worship anything besides the Creator of the heavens and earth. Nothing besides the one who made us. No one besides the one who made us. That's who we pray to, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth. And we have to say this all the time. We call it zikr. And we say it over and over and over. Forgive me, Allah. Forgive me, Allah. Forgive me. Because there's things you do that you don't even know you did. You hurt somebody's feelings today, and you don't even know it. You went somewhere you weren't supposed to go. You saw something or looked at something or thought about something that you weren't supposed to do. But Allah will forgive any sin. He says if you had sins as big as the earth, he's got forgiveness greater than that. So we could make a sin that is a sin we don't know about or a sin we did know about. A sin we did on purpose, a sin we did accidentally, a sin we did on in front of people, a sin we did in private, an old sin, the oldest you ever did in your whole life, the newest sin you ever did in your whole life, the biggest sin you ever did in your whole life, the smallest sin you ever did in your whole life, brothers and sisters. Allah will forgive all of that. The only sin he won't forgive is when you join partners with him, when you worship something else or someone else, and you die like that. If you die in a state of wrongdoing, when the angel of death comes to take your soul, you're going to be in miserable condition, the most miserable. But Allah says if you are his friend, that you will have the greatest happiness. We thank Allah for helping us and guiding us. We thank Allah for guiding us to the language that is the purest, the language that is the cleanest, the language that has all the right guidance in it, no mistakes in it at all. Allah tells us about his names and his power to guide you and to forgive you and to help you, to save you, to show you the right way, to give you vision and thinking and sight that others cannot have, to put in your mind, in your heart, in your soul, a light that is better than anything anybody else could ever have unless they live in the righteous light of a believer in Allah. It sounds like we're just talking. But everything we tell you from this Quran and in this religion, everything we tell you is something that will help you in the life of this world and will see you through to eternal life in the hereafter. Your soul's not going to die. You're going to have eternal life. So how do you want to shape it while you still have the ability and Allah has blessed you with the will to shape it? We have the best way of life and the best words for your mind, for your thinking. And they accuse the prophet. They say, "Oh, if we wanted to, we could say words like this." They said that to many prophets. If we wanted to, we could talk like that. And they accused him of listening to them because he was a fool. No, the Holy Quran says the reason he's listened to you to see what is it that will help you and give you the best guidance. But if you won't listen to it, if you don't believe in the guidance he's given you, if you defame him and insult him, how are you going to be successful? You're practicing unbelief. You're practicing disbelief. Brothers and sisters, don't let the life of this world fool you. Some people, I could just give them a cigarette and they feel better. They'd be happy. I don't smoke cigarettes. I don't buy cigarettes. I never give them a cigarette. If you give them a couple of dollars, they just as happy. Buy them some clothes. Some people into the jewelry. Some people are into the cars. They all into the money. Give them some money. They just, they happy. You tell them I love you. They happy. These are just the things of the life of this world. Can you believe there are people that if they find out they can get an abortion, or if they find out that one of their friends is a homosexual like they are, they're just as happy? You look at the sicknesses and the diseases, mental and spiritual diseases, emotional problems that people have behind what the world is offering them, what the children of the devil is offering them. To the children of the devil, they are super, super, they're the smartest creatures on this planet. The only ones that they cannot defeat are the righteous servants of Allah. Allah says, if you are sincere and you are purified with the guidance that he sends to us, that the wrongdoers cannot get you. Satan himself cannot get you. How many of them are trying to give you words of purity, decency, honor, respect, respectability, guidance, decency, integrity, morality, truth? You don't hardly hear that language anymore. You only hear it from somebody that believes in it and wants to use it to advance you and calling you to it, to use it. People don't want to hear that. Most of them, like I said earlier, you'll see them frowning when you say good things to them, clean things to them, honest things to them, things that they say are no fun. Oh, that ain't no fun, acting right. I got to beat up somebody. I got to rob. I got to steal. I got to break in. I got to lie. I got to scheme. The children of the devil make all kinds of products to tempt you away from the way of Allah, the way that is righteousness, honor, trustworthiness. You know, our prophet's name, one of his names was El Amin, the trustworthy one. Do any of your friends think you are trustworthy? Some people's parents don't even think they're trustworthy. Because the society's got their children doing all kind of crazy stuff, robbing, stealing, lying, using drugs. And their own relatives, oh, here comes so-and-so. Or they tell them, can I come over? No. You can't come to my house because I know how you are. I know what you'll do. I know what you're capable of. We were talking the day before Juma about a man that used to have millions of dollars, professional athlete with big name and playing for big name teams, killed his own mother. He found out in the bushes or by a pond or waterway or something where he tried to hide his mother's body. Brothers and sisters, the children of the devil will psych you out so that you'll want to be an actor, telling jokes, showing people how the devil told you they should be acting too, and misguide them away from decency, honor, cleanliness, morality, marriage, health, righteous treatment of the children, guide them away from that and take them to hell in some foul, sick, degenerate, filthy behavior that cannot be approved by Almighty God. Brothers and sisters, you have a choice. We have a choice. We need to stop acting like we're so helpless and that we can't do anything about our future. Words, words, language, invisible language strikes our ears, goes to our brain. It has a meaning if you've ever looked up what it means, if you know the definition of it. It has a meaning and an influence on your thinking. Has a meaning and an influence on you psychologically, morally, mentally, emotionally. if you use the right words, the best words, the most sensible words, the highest words, the cleanest words, you will be guided rightly. You will become trustworthy. You will become honorable. Isn't that what they call the politicians and the judges? But we know that most of them are not honorable anymore. So they have to have someone to take their place. They have to have someone to take their place because they're not honorable anymore. But let me show you how special Allah is and how charitable he is. He says he is the most merciful. He says he has designed mercy for himself, the highest mercy. Allah says he wants you, the clean people, the honest people, the good people, the humble people, the decent people, the life-giving people. He wants you to guide the whole world. It's unfortunate many of us won't believe that. But Allah has it anyway. He's telling you. He's telling you that you are the best of people. Kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. You are the best people brought forth or designed for the improvement of the world, for their benefit, to guide them to what's right and to take them away from what's wrong using the instrument called the scripture of Allah, the revelation of Allah, the Holy Quran, to do it with. Ta'maruna bil ma'ruf wa tanhauna 'anil munkari wa tu'minuna billah. Call them to what is right, forbid them what is wrong, and do it with the Holy Quran. Do it with the respect for Allah in you. So these so-called governors, judges, presidents, senators, politicians of all kinds, they need a replacement in today's world. And you know that. You know this. You know it's true that they need to be replaced because they are not giving you a break. They're not giving you truth. They're not giving you a better reality. They're not giving you happiness. They're not giving you fulfillment. They're not making you rich, so rich inside that you don't even worry about money. See, now that's the blessing of religious people. We're so rich inside. We're so full of, like some people say, the Holy Ghost. We're so full of the good spirit of Allah, the divine spirit of Allah, the highest spirit that Allah gives to creation. We're so full of that that we don't care about some wood, paper, dollars made out of wood, or rocks, shiny rocks, and they slice it into coins, gold coins, hardest rock known to man. They bust it with another rock and call it a diamond, and they got diamond-tipped tools that only material that can cut a diamond is another diamond. We don't care about all that stuff. We want something that goes beyond the life of this world. We want something that goes beyond the material world. We want something that goes beyond nature. We want to get blessed by what Almighty God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, Allah says. Allah. We want to be blessed with what he has, and what he has is divine and it's eternal, and if he gives it to you, you're going to be excellent and live forever. Allah says that you kuntum khayra ummatin ukhrijat lil nas. You are the best people evolved for the benefit of all mankind, all the rest of mankind. They benefit from you, and they benefit from your existence. They benefit from you being alive. They benefit from you believing in Allah. They benefit from you following what's right and turning around and telling them what's right. They benefit from that. Allah says, some will accept, but most will reject. Don't let that break your heart, because you have a duty to obey Allah, whether they accept it or reject it. You have a duty to obey Allah. You have a duty to save yourself, brothers and sisters. Don't let the world tell you you're nothing. That's one of those things that would make the people who cry about them being, about you calling them anti-Semitic words or ideas or something. They hate for you to have a mind of your own or to believe other than what they tell you. Do you know that? But do they believe in you? No. Do they follow you? No. Do you have a media that will report what they do to you, and they are the ones who taught you homosexuality. They are the children of the devil. They are the ones who taught you about smoking and drinking and enslaving other people, going, getting your armies and navies, get on your ship or on your vehicle and go to a whole another people's country and enslave them like they did the people in Africa, in India, Indonesia. You know, people in Indonesia live about a couple hundred miles down there. They're from Indonesia, but they were brought over here to, I think, get sugar cane and some other substance. I can't think of the name of it. It's a color. It's a dye. It's a dye. Black or blue or indigo, I think it was. I think it's indigo. It brought Indonesians over here. The Dutch brought Indonesians over to the Americas to grow stuff. The Dutch and the Spanish and the French brought Africans and Middle Eastern and other people over to the Americas to use them, grow sugarcane, rice, make channels and cut down forests, and then make them a kingdom in the Western world, in the Americas, when those people actually came from the slaves from Africa and the Europeans came from Europe, Denmark, France. Somebody might say, why are you saying all this? That was a long time ago. But it's still affecting you today. It's still got you acting crazy today. It's got you acting a fool today. It's got you hating each other today. Because they tell you that you ain't nothing, and you're the one that's worthy of being made into a slave, so everybody that's under their power treats you like a slave, even the other ones who look like you. And then their fake religion, that where they tell themselves that they look like God or they are the people of God. The fake religion tells them that that they are the ones who belong with help and money and wealth and power and weapons and the heaven. God smiles on them, but he hates you because you are the children of the devil. Well, they are the children, actually the children of the devil. Judge them by the things they're doing. If somebody's got a slingshot and he's shooting rocks at you or BBs or marbles or something, if he got a slingshot and he's doing that, why are you taking out a rocket launcher or a machine gun or a B-52 bomber and dropping stuff on their house? It's not the same. You can't. They're not equal. Like we say, last out. They're not the same. So the children of the devil, they got master weapons, sophisticated weapons, horrible war weapons, weapons of heat, weapons of concussion, weapons of fragmentation that will throw fragments and particles at you, atomic weapons. And all you did was went crazy because you couldn't get away from them because they had you stuffed in the closet. And when you break out the closet, they blow you up. Isn't that the situation that many people in the Middle East have been living in for years? To be starving, being starved to death, and you know it. It's a little different in America. They let you play yourself to death. You're looking at it, but you don't even recognize it as not play. You don't look at it as danger. You don't look at it as extinction. You don't look at it as crimes against humanity. You don't look at it as genocide. You look at it as, oh, look how much freedom I have. I have so much fun. Just because they give you some extra money and let you box a little or chase a football or play in music and you make some money, they let you make you think you're really in a heaven when you're really in a hell. Brothers and sisters, I want you to think about some of the things we're saying and just realize that your true liberation, your true power, your true strength, your true life is when you get in touch with the reality, the truth, the higher truth. When you get in touch with the realities that show you that your life and your ability to think right and your ability to help yourself and your ability to care about your and value your own kind when you see that that's worth more, and the ability to obey Almighty God and what he, the direction that he puts you in, the direction that he sends your mind and your life into, Almighty God got a direction for you. The direction is pure. The direction is health. The direction is kindness and decency towards all creation. But the children of the devil, they want to spoil that. They want to make you ungrateful for what Almighty God is telling you and make you worship them. They want you to fall down on your knees and pray to them and obey them and think you're having fun when you're really destroying yourself with drugs, alcohol, guns, filth. Some people kill themselves just because they won't be clean. They won't wash up. So they catch a disease. The Creator wants you to value yourself. He doesn't want you to destroy yourself just because the slave makers hate you. The slave makers told you that you were worthless and you're no good. So you listened to the slave maker, still obeying the slave maker, and you're hurting your own self. May Allah have mercy upon us. We're going to go into the second part of the talk. May Allah bless you and have mercy upon you. And we really appreciate you joining us today, brothers and sisters. And from Allah we come, and unto Allah is our return. And we ask Allah to have mercy upon all those who are ill and all those who have been killed and murdered by the evil ones. And we ask Allah to give us strength and let us not side with the evil ones just because they are land takers and people who have the power to ride their tanks and trucks over little kids and over big kids, over grown people, women, pregnant women, whatever. Yeah, they'll do that. They'll say that you do that. They'll say that their enemies do that to them, but they're doing the same thing or worse. And as I've described it, they're doing much, much worse. You see it. Don't be scared. They made you scared. They've been using all kind of power and tricks and traps on your mind to make you scared, giving you false religion and false holidays, got you praying to a pumpkin or something, got you thinking that their fake days are real. They got you saying happy this, happy that, and it's not even real. Brothers and sisters, may Allah have mercy upon us and grow us up, make us come out of our child state that they reduced us in. We've been in a child state for hundreds of years in this country. Let us finally get the strength and the guts to attach ourselves to the Creator, reattach ourselves to the Creator, attach ourselves to the Creator first and foremost. So we'll have a happy life, an honorable life. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa salatu wa salamu ala al-khairam rasaleen Muhammad ibn Abdullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah. Brothers and sisters, may Allah bless each and every one of us. Bless our families. Give us the strength to live the best life that we can, a life according to scripture that Allah has given us in the Holy Quran and in the life of Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him. He always said, and it's true, that he was the best man to his family. So he is the best man to his family, and let us be those who strive to be of that kind of character, that righteous character, honor, dignity, good sense, common sense, obedience to the Creator. Brothers and sisters, it's an honor for me to get a chance to address you. I had promised I was not going to speak about the fighting that they're doing over in the Middle East. But if you just must choose sides, then look at who's acting like a devil, even though you may not have ever thought of them as being a devil. Look at who's acting like things we heard about the Nazis and burning people up and incinerating people with firebombs and stuff. Just think about it. I mean, it's for the liberation of your own mind. I'm not telling you to go out and try to get a big army or something like that, or go to some kind of a special group or clique or anything. No. In point of numbers, they have more weapons, more fools that will do their will. They have more power to move around the world. They've got more connections, more wealth. They've got thousands of years of ideas of how to destroy you and destroy and control the world. So I'm not telling you to try to strain your brain and be a fool and run out there and kill yourself. No, but you do have the right that Allah gave you to keep your mind free and to think for yourself and to have better ideas on how you can live as a human being. You've got the freedom to say good morning to your relatives and your friends and to greet them with decency. Prophet Muhammad, the prayers of peace be upon him, said if you sincerely even smile at another person, that is a charitable act. Charity destroys sin. It destroys sin. Be decent to people. The Prophet ﷺ said, if you only have a morsel to eat someone else with, then feed them that. And that is a charity from you. And you will be blessed many, many, many times over. So let us help ourselves, help our families, help our neighbors, be more sensible, have a good reputation and a good image. Let people think good and well about you. Speak to people. He said even a smile is a charity. Help people. Be a good leader. If Allah says he's made you the best leader, then when are you going to start practicing it? You've got to practice your leadership. Some of you are so good, but the world has tricked you into thinking you're so bad. I know a whole race of people. Almost all of them are like that. And they're called the African American or the black people of America. Think so bad about themselves, ready to think bad about themselves because of all of the publicity and the media and the evil lies that was drummed into their head for hundreds of years, and where they were told that they were nothing, no good, would never be any good. Don't believe these devils. Those are children of the devils who lie like that. You never told anybody anything like that. You've never told people they were no good and would never be no good. Because in your heart, you know that Almighty God has forgiveness, he has help, he has mercy, he has power. You never told anybody that there was the most wicked thing that ever lived. Time for us to wake up. Time for us to grow up. So we're going to close, brothers and sisters. May Allah bless each and every one of you. We really appreciate any of the believers who call us and help us and join with us in the Jumu'ah. We really appreciate you. We want you to know that. We want you to practice al-Islam. Don't just think about it. Don't believe what the TV tells you about Muslims. Don't believe what the liars tell you when they are the ones that have got all the guns and all of the drugs and the gambling and the fornication and the adultery and the homosexuality and the child abuse. They are the ones that are cruel and wicked. They're the ones who lock up their own people and make money off of their people being locked up. So why would you believe them? Believe Allah. Help the cause of Allah. Allah says if you help the cause of Allah, he will help you and plant your feet firmly. Allah says if you will help his cause, he will help you and plant your feet firmly in life. That means get you established in a way in which you'll be pleased with the fact that you're alive, the fact that you're doing well when everybody else, when many, many, many other people are not doing well. They don't even know how to think well about themselves. Allah tells you, you are forbidden to think bad about yourself. You are forbidden to kill yourself. You are forbidden to mislead others. You are forbidden to create lies and tell stories and scheme and trick people and deceive people. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allahu malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. And that means Allah and his angels do salute Muhammad. Oh, you believe, do you likewise, and give him a great salute. Rabbana hab lana min azwajina wa dhurriyyatina qurrata a'yun waj'alna lil muttaqina imama. Our Lord, give us wives and offspring that will be a comfort to our eyes and grant us the grace to lead the righteous. Rabbana aghfir lana dhunubana wa israfina fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawmi al-kafirin. Our Lord, forgive us our sins and anything that we may have done that transgressed our duty. Put our feet firmly and give us strength against those who stand against faith. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim ala Ibrahim in the Kahmin Majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim salalamin in the Kahmin Majid. Oh Allah, exalt Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did exalt Abraham and his family. And oh Allah, bless Muhammad and the family of Muhammad as you did bless Abraham and his family. But surely you are praised and magnified. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanatan wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhaban nar. Our Lord, give us good in this world and good in the hereafter, and save us from the chastisement of the hellfire. Amen. Aqimis salat. Call it come up.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله ولا آمن أهل الكتاب إلا كان خيرا لهم منهم المؤمنون وأكثرهم الفاسقون. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا صراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق خلق الإنسان من علق اقرأ وربك الأكرم الذي علم بالقلم علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. الله أكبر.
سمي الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
ورحمة الله. ورحمة الله.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir.
Allahu Akbar.
Takbir. Allahu Akbar. Brothers and sisters, peace be unto you. Or as we say in the Arabic, and you've heard many times us say, Assalam alaikum. Peace be upon you and the whole world. And we pray that the people who love Allah will heed to his word and prefer peace over emotionalism and anger and hatred. Bless all of the believers. To Allah we belong, and unto Allah is our return. And may you not suffer beyond the capacity that you have the ability to stand. And Allah has promised that he would not lay on us any burden greater than we can bear. May Allah bless each and every one of you, and thank you again to our supporters, especially the Blog Talk Radio program, who carries our message out to the believers, and some of you are listening over the radio program now. And thank you for calling in to our phone line. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah.